The way Indigenous education is portrayed in the media often has very negative connotations. So today we're going to be talking about a success story. The Murray School in Brisbane has been running for 30 years, going above and beyond the targets governments have set. Tess Ryan, a PhD candidate at the University of Canberra, is here to tell us more. So Tess, how did you come across the Murray School?
Well, I'm actually working on a couple of different research projects that are looking specifically at all the negative stuff that you do actually see perpetuated about Indigenous education. And I was looking around at some different schools, and this school came up, and I thought, what a great example of something that we don't often see in the media. So.
Fantastic. So can you tell me what is different about the Murray School compared to other ones?
I think one of the biggest difference, I think, is that there's a massive degree of community involvement and ownership. So it's quite autonomous in that sense. There's a lot of parental involvement as well, and the school seems to really push the fact that it's not just about kids coming to school and learning to read, learning to write, those sorts of things. They take a holistic approach, I guess, to raising and nurturing children.
Okay, but how does female leadership play a role in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a lot of my other studies that I've done, I've actually just finished a PhD on Indigenous women's leadership, so it's something that's really close to my heart, and I've often seen in education especially, there's a lot of Indigenous women that are driving change for that sort of thing to happen. And with the Murray School, I think there seems to be a lot of women on the board. There's a lot of women that are actively engaged with the school process. Some of them, even if they don't have kids there, they're part of the community, and really just trying to encourage building, I guess, a village of children that are going to be empowered, strong, and be able to do well in things like literacy and numeracy.
So speaking of literacy and numeracy, you sort of mentioned that this school has gone above and beyond what the targets that the government have set. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that with the government, with the Closing the Gap, and all the information that goes about, there seems to be such a massive focus on literacy and numeracy, and there is not a doubt that that stuff is really, really important. And there's other organisations out there that are doing a lot of work in that area. But I think what was really, really good about the Murray School is that because it has such a strong focus on culture, and on knowledge and on sharing that knowledge, that can actually feed into learning how to read more stories, learning how to be sort of more self-determined, I guess, in knowing your culture and learning about it, reading and writing and learning about the numbers. So I think that was a really, really strong focus for the school.
Okay, and I think you also mentioned in your paper that there was often you didn't have enough, I guess, Indigenous people in the subject matter in the curriculum. So how does the school approach that?
I think it's often really, really interesting because I think often the curriculum that's sort of passed down, or the general guidelines that you get from sort of education departments, often it can feel a bit whitewashed. So often, you know, I guess Indigenous people are thought of almost as an afterthought or an add-on. So the difference with the Murray School is that it's at the forefront. So they will look specifically for information that's going to provide the kids with more embedded, indigeneity and culture within that. So they're going to see more Indigenous representations, I guess, and filter it through that lens specifically, which I think is actually really, really important for some Indigenous kids.
Okay, and can you see this kind of approach, expanding more throughout Indigenous schools across Australia?
I would love to see it expand, actually. I know that there's a couple of other different foundations and things like that that try to do more of this sort of work. But I think definitely for an example of the Murray School is a really, really a good way of seeing that you can start it from prep. Murray School goes from prep to year 12. So basically it's starting from the very, very beginning. I know there's some Indigenous preschools and childcare centres that are about, but I think that if we push a lot of this this idea a lot more, then you're going to see changes in things like that, literacy and numeracy, and you're going to see a lot more empowered Indigenous children going through the education system.
Alrighty, well, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for speaking to us.
No problem at all.
That was Tess Ryan, who is a researcher at the University of Canberra, talking to us about Indigenous education.